be having Shirley come up now, and she's going to lead a Bible study tonight.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to have Jesus on this very hot evening. Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be here, and it's wonderful to have his word. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, we're going to open up the Bible and study here tonight, but first let's just go to the Lord in prayer and talk to him. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that we have this wonderful privilege. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you again. Thank you that we could gather here, Lord. Thank you for those online, Lord, that, oh, God, have put this time aside to be here, Lord, to study your word. Oh, God, to gain that which you would have them to gain spiritually tonight. And, God, I just pray, oh, Lord, that, oh, Lord, you would talk to us. That you surely would make us what we ought to be in you, Lord, that you'd get us to that higher ground. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, God, to strive for the mastery. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, to arrive, oh, Lord, at that place where we need to be in you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you'd help us. I pray that you'd talk to us. You know every need, every desire. Oh, God, every situation here tonight, Lord, and, oh, among your people. I pray that you'd meet the needs of your people. I pray that you'd give us faith in these end times, faith to believe you against the odds, against the trouble, against every situation, against the things that we cannot understand, Lord, against every trial, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I pray that you'd give us faith. Give us, oh, that faith that overcomes the world. Oh, God, even our faith, Lord. Oh, God, oh, Lord, that, oh, God, we may attain unto eternal life. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you take these words here tonight and use them. Oh, God, that you'd have your way, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I know I can do nothing without you, and I bring this before you in Jesus' precious name. Be here. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, we serve an amazing God. Amen. You know, it's really hot out for us here tonight. Very hot and humid, so I don't know. We could end up with storms again. I know last week, I believe, you know, it was quite the Wednesday, and, you know, there were... It was a tornado that came down in Beaver Dam, oh, before the service. But praise the Lord, you know, all is well, and thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We've been in the 32nd chapter of Psalms, and I just didn't feel like I was finished with it, so we're going to go back there tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. We'll continue with the songs of deliverance that the Lord gives his people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's such an amazing thing because, you know, I just realize, you know, songs of deliverance, it's my life, you know. It's an all-time thing. It's, you know, one situation after the other, you know, just continuously. I was just remembering just years ago, when I was in seventh grade, there was another girl and I, we had all the same classes together. It was the first year in junior high, and we had all the same classes together, and our lockers were right next together, and you know, so we got to be pretty good friends. And I just remember one time, you know, I guess I was just, you know, reflecting about something I was fighting at the moment. I don't know if it was a sore throat or a cold or, you know, whatever. And you know, I just mentioned it to her. And, you know, and then she just made a remark, you know, and she said, well, wow, it just seems like you've always got something you're fighting. And it just dawned on me. I was just always, you know, naming something that wasn't quite right. And, you know, I thought, oh, man, that's not a very good witness. So anyway, I just, you know, I just thought, well, I'm just going to live a little more by faith and not just bring out all my negatives all the time. And you know, I mean, wow, you know, you can stack them pretty high, you know. Once in a while, I know there's a certain person who writes emails, and sometimes, you know, it can be many in one day. But, you know, thank the Lord, you know, every circumstance, every situation, we take it to the Lord. And yeah, there are things all the time that we are fighting. I mean, to me, that's life. It's just crazy things all the time. But wow, I know a God, and he's an amazing God. And you know what? He's a faithful God. And you know what? He hears us. He hears us when we come to him. And you know what else? He answers us. Amen. He answers our needs. And oh my, I've just seen that all the time, you know, these little troubles and these situations, but we have an answering God, amen. And you know, he's always there to help us. We are so blessed to know him, amen. Oh yes, I sure would not want to live one moment without him.
Amen.
Amen. Things can, oh my, change in a moment. But praise the Lord, we have put our lives in God's hands, and he knows how to keep us. There's so many things that could have happened that did not happen, because no, there is a God who loves us, who called us, who saved us, oh yes, who delivers us. Praise the Lord all the time. And oh yes, we could never thank him enough. You know that little song, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole." You know, what a thought. You know, how different life would be if we did not have our walk with the Lord, if we did not have his salvation, if we did not know him. No, yes, I believe that's a song that we can sing now, but we forever will sing, I believe, because, oh my, the salvation of the Lord, it's so great, and it's not just for these moments here on earth, but it's for all eternity. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go into the scripture now. Let's go again to the 32nd Psalm here, and yes, it is a Psalm of David. And let's just see how the Lord might lead us here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It begins, and I believe I divided it into parts. The first part, it talks about a man under conviction. Oh, yes. And, of course, we know it's David because it's his psalm, you know. But, you know, he was in need. He needed a covering for his sin. And praise the Lord. Oh, there's no one else who can cover our sins but the Lord Jesus. So praise the Lord. Yes, thank the Lord. Yes, those first seven verses deal with that. But oh, yes, oh, the answers come. And oh, we give it all over to the Lord. And oh, yes, we realize the refuge, the security, the peace that we have in Jesus. And how he preserves us from trouble, and oh, how he compasses or surrounds us about with songs of deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just, we'll start with the first verse, but let's just see how the Lord might lead here tonight. Praise the Lord. It tells us here, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Oh, praise the Lord. "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And praise the Lord, it says, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. And oh, praise the Lord, if we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can all understand what is being said here. Oh yes, because we all had that moment when we needed to turn our lives over to the living God, when we needed to repent of our sins and get right with him. And oh yes, you know, it might have been quite a moment, you know. Oh my, you know, this old man wants to hang on. You know, the old man nature in all of us, it wants to hang on. It doesn't want to let go and let God take over. My, surrendering our life to God, amen. But praise the Lord, yes, the psalmist was having a battle. And oh yes, there was a conflict. There were things in his life that he had not turned over to God. And oh yes, thank God for such a thing as conviction. Oh yes, he was disturbed. He was disturbed inside. And oh yes, it just continued day and night until that wonderful moment when he could just let go and acknowledge those sins and give them over to Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, oh, yes, he writes, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And praise the Lord, thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, there is none other who can forgive us our sins. Oh, and thank God. Oh, thank the Lord. You know, we would be in such a desperate strait if those sins were still on our backs. And thank God that, oh, we had that opportunity. Oh, that moment when, oh, yes, it just came to us that, oh, Ma, I've got to get rid of this. And we did it. Praise the Lord, we gave it to Jesus. We repented of our sins and then went on to obey, oh, the command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And yes, every one of us, it tells us in verse 6, for this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Yes, Isaiah wrote in the 55th chapter. You know, it is so necessary. Yes, when that conviction is on our heart and you know that need is before our eyes. Oh, it's such a relief to give it to Jesus Christ. Oh, to have that burden, that weight taken off our backs. Oh, thank the Lord. And yes, every single one of us had to have that moment to come to Jesus. Amen. To get right with him. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, when we turned our lives over to him, we found that place in Christ. Oh, that hiding place. Yes, because our sins now were covered by his blood. Oh, praise the Lord. And now we find shelter and refuge in our God. So verse 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. You know, the 34th Psalm, it talks about, songs of deliverance too, I would say. You know, it's another psalm or song of David. And he says in verse 1 here, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And then, oh, he says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know David is referencing, oh, yes, those moments or that moment in his life when, oh, yes, he had to get things right. And praise the Lord. He sought the Lord. And God heard him and delivered him from all his fears. It says they looked unto him and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Oh, praise the Lord, you know. Oh, the only shame would be is if we are living in our sins, if they are not given over to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, yes, you know, if those sins are not on our back, how we can stand before the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord. And then he says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Yes, because we come to the Lord Jesus and we find this refuge in him, this place of safety, this place where we can bring our troubles, where we can hide. Oh, yes, where we can have a refuge, oh, from all the agitations of this world, all the things that go wrong, and oh my, troubles on every hand, and we can give it over to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord for his goodness. It tells us the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Praise the Lord. Yes, why should we be afraid? We are encompassed about with the angels of the Lord. We're mighty in strength, in ability. Oh, yes, easily can save us from any dilemma. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And oh, he goes on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. He says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, oh, yes, he says, come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. No, praise the Lord. You know, we've got to understand that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of understanding. And if, you know, we don't have that reverence and respect for God, understanding his authority, his might, his awesomeness, then, oh my, we're not going to be able to approach him. We're not going to be right. So, yes, he says, come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many things that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For he tells us in verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are opened unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Praise the Lord. Oh, such a contrast. God's eyes upon his children, those that fear him, there to defend them, there to keep them. Oh, yes. There to hear our cries, be it even that little tiny thing. Praise the Lord, he's there. But so to the opposite for those that oppose God. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Oh, praise the Lord. And I like that little word, all. You know, it doesn't say out of some of our troubles. You know, whenever God chooses, you know, but out of all their troubles. He knows how. And he tells us in verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And of course, you know, you can't approach God if you're full of pride and arrogance. You're not going to get anywhere with him. So yes, in order to approach him, you've got to have that broken heart. Oh yes, that heart that is disturbed over sin. Amen, and no longer wants to serve sin. And serveth such as be of a contrite heart. Oh yes, a heart that shows humility. Oh yes, so in contrast to pride. Yes, realizing our great need. Oh yes, without you, Lord, we can do nothing. You're the vine, we're the branches, and you know, except I abide in you and you in me. I mean, you know, what I can do nothing. Amen. Amen. And I love verse 19 too. It tells us, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. It says, he keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. And of course, this verse 20 is prophetic concerning Jesus Christ. And you know, it's so amazing because, you know, there when Jesus had given up the ghost, the Romans came to, you know, check on the progress, and the Jews were concerned because it was getting close to the going down of the sun, and you know, it was needful because, yeah, the Sabbath day was, you know, nigh unto hand, and they wanted the bodies off the cross. And Roman custom would break the bones if the person on the cross, usually a criminal, as it should have been, but you know, they would break the bones to enhance the death, to, you know, so that it could be over for that individual. But it tells us in John chapter 19, verse 33, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. Because, yes, it wasn't necessary. They had broken the legs of the first individual who was on the one cross and of the other, which was crucified with him. But they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead. And so they did not break his legs. Praise the Lord. But it says, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. Praise the Lord. And we just read that in Psalms 34, verse 20. And again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And that's from Zechariah, the 11th chapter, verse 10. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, so back here, yes, it says in the Psalms, chapter 34, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. In verse 21, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Oh yes, we don't want to be desolate, barren, empty, deserted, without fruit, you could say. But praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, we do have troubles in this world. We do have afflictions. But oh, praise the Lord, we are told so clearly here that the Lord delivers us out of them all. Amen. And that's such a beautiful thing. We can have faith. We can have confidence in our God. Oh yeah, it might be, seem like nothing is going right. And you know, we're in the midst of this battle and you know, we can't see how it's going to end. But God knows how to make a way out. He knows how to deliver us.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, oh, we see the goodness of the Lord and all he's done. And oh, yes, those songs of deliverance. Oh, it just comes forth because, oh, yes, the Lord is our deliverer. Oh, yes, he has delivered us again and again and again. I love how it tells us in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, as Paul is writing of his experiences. He writes in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 10. He says there to Timothy, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Oh, praise the Lord, yes. Paul, too, had that testimony. Oh, yes, everywhere he went, it seemed like, you know, he had to end up fleeing. Or, yes, they literally stoned him at Lystra. There was always kind of some kind of persecution, some kind of suffering. Oh, my, people that, hated what he was doing and sought to do him in, to bring about evil. And it tells us, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. Oh, yes, it's actually a token of the believer.
Amen.
Helping us to understand that we are his children. Yes, it tells us this. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, looking at verses 4 and 5. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which also ye suffer. Oh yes, so it is to be expected, as the early church well knew. And you know, Paul had that long list of attributes that he could name there, that third chapter of 2 Timothy, verse 10. You know, and you know, just thinking about that, his, you know, the faith that he's talking about, the purpose, the long suffering, the charity, the patience. Hey, those traits do not come easy. You know, it's through trials that, oh, we grow in the Lord. And oh, yes, that we become more patient, you know, more full of charity, more faith, you know, more long-suffering. Oh, those characteristics don't come easily. But praise the Lord knows what we can bear, and oh, he knows how to help us and all of that. And yes, there's an end to it. There's a benefit from it. There's a blessing from it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, the people of the Lord so often go through hard times and struggles. But oh, thank the Lord, he knows how to give us those songs of deliverance. I know we looked at the 15th chapter of Exodus for a little bit. last week and saw how the children of Israel, led by Moses, could sing that song of deliverance after they got all across the Red Sea, every single one of them. But the enemy drowned. Oh, yes, it was destroyed. And oh, yes, what a song they had to sing. And Miriam then leading the children, leading the women, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, Hannah in the second chapter of 1 Samuel had such a wonderful song of praise to the Lord, another song of deliverance. And she saw how the Lord had helped her and given her the desire of her heart, the desire to have a child. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, that second chapter there in 1 Samuel is her song of deliverance. And oh, yes, many times we've gone to the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, and we've read, oh, yes, how Paul and Silas there in Philippi were cast into the prison. Oh, yes, they didn't deserve to be in prison. Oh, they weren't criminals. They didn't belong there, but they were being persecuted. They could have been nasty and negative. I mean, you know, they could have just, you know, talked about what had happened and just, you know, wanted a pity party. But there they were, many stripes laid upon their backs, certainly in pain, certainly in suffering. Must have hurt so dreadfully what they went through, having been beaten like that, then to be cast down into that old dungeon, that old dark place. It certainly was, oh, very, very not nice anyway. Oh, yes. But there they were. Their feet were fast in the stocks. But instead of complaining, they chose to pray and sing praises unto God. Oh, what a wonderful moment. Oh, yes, in the middle of affliction, in the middle of pain. Oh, yes, at midnight when it was dark. No, it would not have been nice down there in that dark, ugly place. But what did they do? Paul and Silas, they prayed and they began to sing praises unto God. And oh, yes, not quietly either. Oh, with other might, I believe. The other prisoners heard them. And most of all, God heard them. Oh, praise the Lord, that song of deliverance that was coming forth. They didn't know what God would do. But suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, or I should say the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's hands were loosed. Oh, praise the Lord. Talk about a mighty deliverance. Oh, to songs of praise that came out of their being. Oh, how the Lord heard it. And oh, yes, how he answered. Sent that great earthquake. Oh, yes. Shaking the very foundations of the prison. Oh, yes. Opening the doors wide open. And oh, yes, everyone's bands loosed. Those chains, everything. Oh, yes. That snarled them up. Oh, my. They were dropped. Praise the Lord. Of course, the Lord used that in a mighty way because, oh, yes, the keeper of that prison who was at first going to kill himself, oh, because he assumed that the prisoners had fled. Oh, did not, because not even one prisoner had fled. But oh, yes, Paul called out to him and told him not to do himself any harm because they were all there. And oh, yes, this keeper of the prison called for a light, and oh, he sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Oh, and he asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And praise the Lord, oh, Paul and Silas was able to instruct him in the way of righteousness. Praise the Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a mighty deliverance. And oh, yes, it wasn't just, oh, yes, there from the prison, but oh, my. A man and his family found the Lord Jesus. Amen. And oh, yes, they were delivered from their sins. Amen. As they obeyed the gospel and turned their life over to the Lord and obeyed the command to be baptized in the saving name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And I have a feeling they were filled with the Holy Ghost that night. Praise the Lord. Mighty deliverances. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, the Lord put songs of deliverance within us. Oh, because, oh, yes, as we walk with the Lord and find him as our refuge, oh, as our strength, oh, as our place in which we can hide, oh, praise the Lord, he delivers us. He delivers us from whatever the situation is, from whatever the problem is. He becomes our hiding place. And he knows how to preserve us from trouble. Oh, yes, to keep us from trouble, to bring us out of trouble, praise the Lord, to protect us from troubles. Amen. And then, oh, he compasses us with songs of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's so beautiful to know the Lord. Oh, to have his wonderful, full salvation within us, praise the Lord. And sometimes those songs of deliverance come before the actual deliverance. Amen. I can witness to that too. I know what it's like to be in big trouble and you know, just feel like, oh my, things are not good. But oh, praise the Lord, you know, you start worshiping the Lord. You start praising him. You start crying out with all your heart. God knows completely how to deliver us, to save us, to heal us. Oh, to bring us out of whatever the struggle is, whatever the trouble is. He knows how. Yeah, nothing is too hard for our God.
Amen.
You know, I love the wonderful story in 2 Chronicles too, where there was a great struggle going on there in the days of Jehoshaphat. It's 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles, and I'm not going to read the whole chapter, as I know I have done in the past, when you were particularly studying that chapter. But, oh, it's such an amazing story likewise, because here was Jehoshaphat, and he honored God. He was faithful to God, and all at once there was trouble. All at once, you know, the enemy was coming, approaching him. The children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and yes, those from Mount Seir. They were coming, they were approaching, and you know, Jehoshaphat didn't know what to do, you know? It was a great host, a great multitude of people from beyond the sea. But I love what he did. Oh yes, although he was afraid, he set himself to seek the Lord. And oh yes, he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And the people came and they gathered to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, it tells us, they came to seek the Lord. And oh yes, Jehoshaphat stood before the congregation, and oh yes, they brought the petition before God and they named the, you know, the situation. And oh yes, after, you know, he'd gone through that prayer and praise the Lord for it, a prophet of the Lord, Jehaziel, stood up and he began to give words of encouragement that God gave to him. And oh yes, he told them clearly that they were not to be afraid, that they were not to be dismayed by the reason of the great multitude that was approaching them, because Ahaziel told them the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Oh, praise the Lord. And then Ahaziel began to tell the king exactly the method that they should go to win this battle. And praise the Lord, oh yes, Jehoshaphat and the great company of people, oh yes, that came forth to fulfill that which had been told them to do. They went forth with faith. And oh yes, they realized all the need to stand up there and praise the Lord with a loud voice as they were, realizing, that God had given them this word of encouragement through the prophet. Praise the Lord. And yes, early the next morning, they all went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. Jehoshaphat the king leading the way, praise the Lord, leading the people and encourage them to believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper, he told them. And then, he consulted with the people, and they thought it would be good to appoint singers unto the Lord as they were going towards the battlefield. And so that's what they did. Tells us verse 31. I believe it's 31. It's 21, I'm sorry. It's verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And they continued, they're going forward. And here they are, the singers leading the way and, praising the Lord and the people with them and declaring, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Such a marvelous thing happened as they began to sing and to praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Oh, it's such a story. God knows how to fight every battle in his own way, his own method. If you're gonna guess how God's gonna do it, you quite likely are wrong. Because God has ways that we never think of in our own minds quite often. Amen. But here it is. It tells us in verse 23, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And so when Judah came toward the battlefield, there in the watchtower in the wilderness, they look unto the multitude, and there where the enemy should be standing, they saw nothing but dead bodies, that were fallen to the earth. Not even one had escaped. Oh, praise the Lord. Songs of deliverance. Faith, oh yes, believing that God's gonna do a work. And oh yes, it's gonna be amazing, it's gonna be mighty. Oh, praise the Lord, but it's going to happen. That's what faith tells us. Praise the Lord, and oh yes, it was such a mighty battle. Oh yes, the spoil was so great that it took Jehoshaphat and his people 3 days to carry away the spoil, to gather it. Like what they did on the fourth day, they assembled together, all of them again in the valley of Beraka. And oh yes, Beraka meaning blessings. And what did they do there? But oh yes, they praised the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, they knew the value of worship, of praising. Oh yes, they knew what it was like to have those songs of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Oh, they came back to Jerusalem with great joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies, it tells us. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdom of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave them rest round about. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Songs of deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Psalm 32 here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to verse 7 now. We've spent a while talking about those songs of deliverance and God being our hiding place and all. But let's look at verse 7 now. It says, verse 8 now. It says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, here it is. The realization, this wonderful God that delivers us, that saves us from our sins, that takes us through the trials of this world. He knows how to teach us the way which we must go. Amen. God led the children of Israel through the wilderness, didn't he?
Amen.
And at that point, he chose the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night to lead them, to show them when they needed to move, when they needed to rest, when they needed to go forward, amen, or when they needed to stop. But praise the Lord, you know, God knows how to lead us and guide us in this world that we live in right now. It's a very confusing place in so many ways. And oh yes, we realize the struggles that, you know, those that have lived before us also faced. Often they're expressed in the Psalms. Just thinking a little bit of Psalms 119, and oh, there's a lot of utterances here that, talk about the salvation of the Lord, and the need for us to be taught of him. We go to the very last stanza there in the 119th Psalm, Tau, it tells us in verse 169, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Oh, and so, yes, that cry, even back then, how do we know the way? How do we know what to do? But oh yes, there's a cry here. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, when we look into the book and he begins to instruct us and teach us and show us the way. And oh yes, we don't have to, you know, be in the dark any longer. And oh yes, we can praise the Lord. Our lips can utter praise. When thou hast taught me thy statutes, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for the salvation, for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me. Oh, we were all so out there, lost in our trespasses and sins. Thank God for that moment when he quickened us, when he made us alive in Christ Jesus, praise the Lord. And oh, that deadness of the past, that deadness when we walked in our own ways, in our own selfish ways, in those sins and trespasses. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we had given it to the Lord. And oh, praise the Lord, now he has made us alive so that we're no longer walking in that old deadness. Before we understood, before we knew the Lord, amen, before we could utter those praises from our hearts because he had taught us his statutes. Amen. But oh, yes, that longing for God's salvation, as is uttered in verse 174. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. This psalm ends by saying, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Oh, it describes every one of us. We had all gone astray. We were all that lost sheep. But praise the Lord, our God found us. He heard the cry of our soul. Oh, yes, and he answered that cry, that longing for his salvation. Oh, yes, as we applied his word as it came to us, as it was revealed to us, as it was taught to us, preached to us, praise the Lord. Oh, our mighty God took care of the rest, amen. He delivered us out of our waywardness, out of our sins. And oh yes, this is also tells us in Psalms 119, oh, the second stanza, Beth, where it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The answer is by taking heed thereto according to thy word. And it says in the 10th verse, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O God. Teach me thy statutes. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, and that should be the cry of our hearts. Oh, yes. The one who brought us out of that miry clay, that terrible pit. And oh yes, I love how it's expressed even in the 40th Psalm, where David also is writing and said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, yes, he's talking about this wonderful deliverance. Oh, those moments when we were out of it, when we needed help. And oh, yes, we cried unto the Lord. And praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he brought us up out of that pit of sin. Praise the Lord, he took us out of, that miry clay. Oh, we were caught in it. Oh, it was despicable, it was ugly, it was horrible. We were trapped in our sins, in our transgressions. But praise the Lord, there was one that heard the cry of our heart when we sought to be delivered. And it came to us to turn our lives over to the living God and get right with him. Oh, praise the Lord, he took us up out of that miry clay. Praise the Lord. And he set our feet upon the rock. the rock Christ Jesus. Oh yeah, so we're not slipping and sliding anymore. If our feet are established on the rock, praise the Lord, amen. Oh, that rock isn't going to move, praise the Lord. So we don't have to move either if we're standing on that rock, praise the Lord. Amen. And he establishes our goings. Well, praise the Lord for that song that he puts in our heart. That song of praise unto our God. And all that song comes forth. It's a testimony. It may not always be that we're singing it, but we're telling it. We're living it. It's, you know, a part of our life. He's changed us. So yeah, it shows in our countenance, and it shows in the ways that we live our lives and talk and do our doings, our dealings. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, those songs of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Oh, because he saved us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, he instructs us. Oh, yes, as we turn it over to him and depend upon him for that instruction, that teaching in the way that we need to go. Praise the Lord. It's in his word. He knows how to lead us by his spirit. He says, I will guide thee with mine eye. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And he says, be not as a horse or as a mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Oh, yes, that song of deliverance that he puts within us. But oh, yes, he made a way that we could be instructed and taught. As he brought forth the new covenant, he sent forth the Holy Ghost to dwell in our very being. Oh, yes, so that we could be led by him, so we could be instructed by our God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, so we don't have to wander around in hopelessness, in confusion. Oh, praise the Lord, yes, so that we can be established in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He tells us here, I'm going to turn to the 14th chapter of John. And I think this is so beautiful likewise. Oh, yes. We see how God has provided a way that we could be led by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's go down to the 12th verse here in John, the 14th chapter. It tells us here, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Oh, that's an amazing scripture right there too. The same works that Jesus Christ did while he walked this earth, he told us that we would do also, and even greater works than these, because he went unto his Father.
Amen.
He returned into the heavens.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And he says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And yes, surely that 15th verse tells us how we show our love for the Lord. You know, we can't just say it. But that love, it's expressed by our life, by the keeping of his commandments. Amen. And it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Yes, as he was speaking to them, he was there in the flesh. But he knew it would not be long before he would no longer be on the earth, there in the flesh. But oh yes, he had a plan. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yes, he said, I shall be in you. Amen. That's how he's going to lead us. That's how he's going to guide us. Oh, that's how he's going to instruct us and teach us in the way which we should go. Amen. It says in verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. You know, all the questions that the disciples had, you know, at that moment, you know, it was very confusing to try to understand, you know, that Jesus was not going to be with them at a great length, but you know, he was going to return into the heavens and then send back the Comforter. Wasn't the easiest thing at that moment to understand. But he knew they would get it. You know, understanding would come. And he's just telling them, yes, you know, because I live, you're going to live also. And he says in verse 20, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Oh yes, that understanding would come. What the plan of salvation was all about. How God had robed himself in flesh to come to this world as a man to save us from our sins. Amen. And then to send back the Holy Ghost. Oh yes, and verse 21 tells us, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Manifest means to clearly reveal himself to his people. Again, here we see the need, oh yes, to keep those commandments. Not just to recite them, not just to memorize them, but to keep them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And to that person, oh, that individual, you know, he's going to, you know, manifest himself, reveal himself to that person. Of course, it wasn't real clear at that moment. So Judas, not Iscariot, is asking him in verse 22, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Oh, he's unfolding the plan. Praise the Lord. You know, again, that love for God will be seen by the way we keep his words, his commandments. You know, it will tell our relationship with God. Amen. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, we're going to come and live with him. To the contrary, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. You see, it's black and white with God. If we love him, we're going to keep his commandments. But it's very telling that we don't love him when we don't keep his commandments, his sayings, as he says in verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Yes, it was the plan of God from the foundation of the world. Oh, yes, that Jesus would come to seek and to save those which are lost. And so it goes on. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Yes, how were they going to retain all the words of life that Jesus had uttered? How were they going to know the way and, oh God, to go about and do it? But praise the Lord, the plan of God. Oh, yes, he was going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father would send in his name, in Jesus' name. And that Holy Ghost, that Comforter, which is the Spirit that dwelt in Christ Jesus, is going to come to teach us all things, the things that we need to know, and to bring all things to your remembrance. Oh, how often does it happen, you know, we're, you know, pondering on a certain subject or problem, and, we don't have the answer. Maybe we open our Bible, and you know, oh, amazing thing, the first verse we see is the answer that we need. You know, that's one way that God often talks to us. And sometimes, you know, it just is revealed to us. He just brings it to our remembrance. So, you know, it's answered. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But that's his plan. Oh, yes, that he would send forth the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us into all truth. Praise the Lord, to teach us all things. Oh, yes, to bring things to our remembrance when it is needed. Praise the Lord. He said, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, praise the Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Oh, praise the Lord, that peace that he puts in our heart, that peace that the world cannot give us, no matter how hard it might try. Oh, praise the Lord, we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to be afraid. Oh, yes, because Jesus Christ has come into the world to bring us salvation. And oh, yes, when he ascended back into heaven, he sent back the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, that power that he had promised from on high. Oh, yes, that would lead and guide us into all truth. Oh, praise the Lord. That power that we need to walk this earth, to be a light, to be a witness. Oh, yes, as it tells us in Acts, the first chapter, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. And yes, it happened there on the day of Pentecost. Oh, that approximate 120 that were there in the upper room, oh, seeking the Lord, waiting for the promise of the Father. Oh, praise the Lord. It happened there on the day of Pentecost. Oh, as they were all with one accord in one place, described in the second chapter of Acts. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Oh, praise the Lord, the fire of God that, oh, yes, burns up the dross, oh, burns up the things in our lives that need to go, praise the Lord. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, it came forth. It was fulfilled. Oh, yes, Jesus had said it would, and so it did. Oh, yes, so it came. And I love how Peter on that day of Pentecost, oh, yes, that multitude of people, those Jewish people, many of them who had before demanded that Jesus be crucified, oh, there they were, now hearing the gospel brought forth in a way they had never heard, oh, seeing, oh, yes, a sight that they could never believe with their own imagination, but there it was. There they were, those 120, oh yes, speaking forth in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, and oh, they could hear them, this great crowd that was gathered there on the day of Pentecost, speaking, oh, in their own native tongues. Praise the Lord, oh, praising the Lord. I love how Peter said, oh yes, as he began to explain that which had happened there at Pentecost, he said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Oh, praise the Lord, it came to pass. Praise the Lord, and it wasn't just for that moment. Oh, yes, because Peter told them there as they had asked, and brother, what must we do? Oh, as they were convicted and pricked in their hearts, and oh, yes, that need to get right with God as they realized, oh, yes, that they had allowed Jesus Christ to be crucified. Yes, they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? Tells us in verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so glad the promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, oh, yes, was not just for the crowd that gathered that day at Pentecost. Oh, it wasn't just for them. But it was for them and for their children and to all that are afar off. And, you know, far off often indicates the Gentile people. But even beyond that, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so beautiful. Yes, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh, the eternal plan of God. Yes, you know, he'd walk this earth as a man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for 3.5 years. But oh yes, then that short ministry would be over. But oh yes, he would send back his Spirit. Oh, so we can walk with the Lord. So that we can talk with him. Oh, praise the Lord. So that we can be instructed and taught in the way which we need to go. Yes, it declares there that 8th verse in Psalms 32. Oh, so we could be guided with the Lord's eye, amen, by his Spirit. Oh, yes, by his precepts, oh, which he puts in our hearts. And oh, yes, we know if we love him, we're going to keep his commandments. That's just a part of it. It's evidence of our love for him.
Amen.
The fact that we're willing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And praise the Lord, yes, that promise that he would come and make his abode with us, live in our hearts, change us from all of this. these old man person that we are. Oh, yes, our sinful lifestyle and all the things that we are inclined to do before we know the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, that new life in Christ Jesus. Oh, that change that comes about us. Oh, because of Jesus, because of his plan, because of his salvation, because of his Spirit that comes to dwell in our very person, in our very being. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Thank God. It says again in Psalm 32, verse 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Oh, praise the Lord. We can be glad in the Lord, as verse 11 tells us, and rejoice. Praise the Lord, O ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Oh, praise the Lord, because our God has wrought such a salvation. Oh, yes, such a way that all our sins can be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, and those sins are no longer in front of us. They're no longer imputed or charged on our account. As we sang that song, the old account, it was settled, praise the Lord, because we turned it over to our loving, wonderful, living God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we do worship thee. We do praise thee. We do honor thee, oh God, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the way of salvation, that which you have put in our hearts, that conviction that came forth, oh Lord, to help us to know that we needed to yield to thee, surrender to thee, oh yes, to repent of our sins. Oh yes, to continue to go on, that you would teach us, that you would show us the way that we need to go, oh Lord, to lead us and guide us into all truth. Oh God, that you put your Spirit within us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise thee. Oh, thank you, God, for such salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our chorus book to number 169 and sing, I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever. 169.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. My faithfulness with my mouth, when I make
God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.